Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It is truly good to be here today.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad you're saved.
Amen.
I know I'm saved. Hallelujah. I praise Him for every touch He's ever given me. I praise Him this good way. We're glad for everybody that's here today. So I'll get into these scriptures later, but this will be a part two on the power and the strength and the comfort of being united together. How many knows there's strength in unity? There's power in unity. There is comfort in unity. Praise the Lord. So that's what I want to deal with. Being united together, having that power, strength, and comfort. I want to look today at an eight-letter word. And that word is together. Together. Listen close. I have wept and cried over this, Brother Jason. I really have. Being together. An eight-letter word, and oh, what a meaning in it. Oh, what emphasis the Holy Ghost puts upon this word, together. You'll find it all through your Bible. Being together. Staying together. Being united. Listen now for a little while. Together is the complete opposite of separation and division.
Man.
It's the opposite. Oh God. You won't find drifting and you won't find scattering and pulling apart in this precious word.
Yes. That's right.
No.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost is in this word. Spirit of God, His inspiration is in this word together. God wants His people together. And really and truthfully, if you look at the world, they're together. They bind together. They're in unity, but they're everyone lost. Lost without God. Listen now. Together is a strong word where you find comfort and assurance. Really, it means I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not forsaken, Brother George. I'm not fighting by myself.
That's right. Amen.
I've got somebody in my corner.
Come on.
Woo! I got somebody on my side. Thank you, Lord. I've got somebody with me. I'm not alone. Hallelujah. I've got the Lord on my side, and I've got others that are for me and with me.
Right.
How many can say, I'm glad that I know that I got people that care, and the Lord knows where I am. Hallelujah. I've got others with me, and they're for me. Oh, blessed God. So, at times I struggle. How many's ever struggled?
Man.
Problems, trials, afflictions, worries, fears, problems.
Come on.
Sometimes I struggle.
That's right.
And if you all would be honest with me, inside of your mind and inside of your heart, there's times that you struggle too.
Amen. That's right.
You really, really do.
Come on. You're right.
We all have an enemy. We fight the spirit of doubt at times. We fight that spirit of worry and fear.
That's right.
We all struggle with something. Oh, God. But you know, Brother Jason, I'm not battling by myself.
Strong. Amen.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I've got precious brothers and sisters who care. They're pulling for me.
Amen.
They're praying for me. They're standing with me. The very definition of this holy word is unity.
The definition of being together is being unified. United we stand, united we win, and united together we shall triumph and overcome. Praise be to the Lord. How many's glad of that? Jesus told Simon Peter, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. How many's glad that Jesus is that solid rock? He is that solid foundation that'll never shake. It'll never crumble. Praise be to the Lord. I'm glad that we can run to Him. We can be secure. We can be steadfast. And I'm glad that I hid myself in that rock a long time ago. Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. He's the main stone. Hallelujah. That holds the whole building fitly framed together. And we are built together in habitation of God through the Spirit. I'm telling you, God can build something strong. He can build it that'll endure. He'll build it that it'll never go down. I tell you, God's power is in the church of the living God. Raise your little hand and say, thank God I did not join this church. I was born into it by the Spirit of the living God. And Brother Jason, I've got the witness in my heart that I know that I've been born again. And I've been saved. And I got the Spirit abiding within me. Hallelujah. To let me know that I'm connected with God. And I'm glad the same Holy Ghost is in me. It's the same Spirit. Hallelujah. That lives in your heart too. And with the same Spirit, we've been made to drink into that one, Jesus Christ. And you say, I'm glad that I'm not in this by myself. I've got brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Hallelujah. That is a praying for me and standing with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You're right.
Glory be to God.
So, there is not a one of us here today that is above being attacked by the devil.
Right.
None of us are immune to trouble.
Right.
Come on now.
We have our problems, we have our losses, we have our conflicts. Listen now. Did you know that a strong rope is made up of many single strands of string wound together, tight together to make a strong rope?
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
I'm glad I ain't in this by myself.
Oh.
Every one of us here today in the body of Christ makes up a little tiny strand of that string.
Yes.
And what the Holy Ghost is wanting to do is bind us together and make us solid. Hallelujah. With one power.
Amen.
With one purpose. With one goal. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and say, Lord, knit me tight. Knit me tight, Jesus. Oh, 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 glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Hey. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Mighty.
Now, ropes tie things together.
Yes.
They tie things together. They pull and lift loads.
Yeah.
They anchor big ships. I wish Kevin was here today. He'd tell us now on the riverbank how them big old ropes about this big around and big barges coming in to weigh hundreds, thousands of tons. And how they can take them ropes and deck hands, get out there and take those ropes and go around that solid pier and those metal, big metal round posters and stuff. And they bring them things in there. Big old boats push them in there. They take them big ropes and they rope it off. Thank God. You know what it does? It keeps that barge. It keeps the ships and the big boats from drifting out and drifting away from the shore.
Yeah.
Tie me down, God. Tie me down that I won't drift. Pull me, Lord. Pull me, Lord, to the mooring that'll keep me safe. I don't want to drift in this hour that I'm living in.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So they lift big heavy loads. They anchor big ships and moor them secure to the dock so they won't drift away. How many is anchored to Jesus?
Yes.
How many's got a hold of the rope and pulling it together to stay anchored in God and stay in church? Hallelujah,
yes,
to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, I'm anchored to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm held by the cords of mercy. I'm held by the bands of love. And that's what God's saying to every individual one of us today. Christ is the head of the church. And we, being many members, make up the body of Christ. And what Jesus is wanting to do is to unify us and bind us together and to keep us in unity and keep us in comfort and power and keep us in strength. Listen, united we stand. Oh Lord, if you ever turn loose and you begin to drift, oh Lord, we'll go down divided, we'll fall and scattered. Raise your other hand one more time. Say, Lord, anchor me, Lord. Anchor me, sweet Jesus. I'm connected, Brother Jason, to you. Hallelujah to my precious brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, the eye cannot say to the ear, I have no need of thee. Hallelujah, the hand cannot say to the foot, I have no need of thee. But the Lord has given more honor to those little members that seem insignificant. And the little members of the body of Christ is just as important as a hand or a foot or a leg or an arm. That little peaky, it means everything to you and it means everything to me. If you don't believe it, go up and nail some shingles on the roof and miss attack and hit your finger and the whole body, it exports in pain and you feel it in every little heartbeat. I want you to know that everybody in this church is important unto you and to me, unto the Lord today. Hey God, and if you heard, I heard, bind us together, Lord. I pray that ain't no big eyes or big little ears. Hallelujah, I'm important to the Lord, but I ain't any more important to the Lord than you and you and you and you. You might not have a gift or a calling. You might not sing or play music. You might not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but you're still in the potty. Hey, Lord, I still belong unto Jesus Christ. I belong to the Lord.
Come on, brothers. That's the truth. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
You're important.
That's right, brother.
I got on this last week. I love you.
Come on.
And I want to see you prosper. And I want to see the Lord bless you. I want to see you strong. Listen now, listen. I want to see you become an overcomer.
That's right.
Through all of your troubles and all of your trials and what you're going through, whatever you're going through, I want to see you established and holding on to God. Hold on to Him, man. I feel His Spirit.
Thank you. Bless Him, Lord.
Listen. Can you tell us, King Solomon, by God's great wisdom, what it means to be united together?
Come on.
Brother Jason, King Solomon would say, yes, you better believe I can tell you what it means.
You better believe.
Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one. For if one falls, the other will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up.
Amen. Come on.
I'm glad I got somebody in my corner.
Amen.
I'm glad I got the Lord on my side. Hallelujah. Stand up there a minute. Hallelujah. If one of us can put 1,000 to flight, 2 of us can put 10,000 to flight. And I tell you, if I got a hold of it, and I know my brother's undergirding me, and he's with me, we can have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ and the Church of the Living God, that can be strong and overcome and be triumphant. Every member in the body of Christ, I may raise your little hand and praise him.
Thank you, blessing God.
Woo!
God, we thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And if one prevail against him, speaking of myself, if one would prevail against me, my dear brother that loves me and prays for me, well, I want to tell you something here. Everybody in this house, this man loves you.
Man, strong.
He cares.
Come on.
He's got a vision. He's never lost his burden for this church since, what, 2010? Since 2010. He loves you. He's pulling you to pull us together and to hold us together. Thank you, Lord. And if one would prevail against me, my brother would come over, and with him and I, we could overcome the enemy that's coming against me. Well, praise be to the Lord. I tell you, nobody knows what you battle, but God does. You might not let a husband or a wife know it. My Lord, maybe the Christians in the house of God may not know what you're suffering and worrying over, but God does. Hallelujah. I could call Brother George up, or he could text me. He said, Brother Tommy's all that he has to do, and you've done it before. He said, Brother, would you pray for me today? I need the Lord to move. I don't know what it was, but I tell you what, I begin to pray, and I say, Dear Jesus, would you touch Brother George? God help him, whatever it is, and give him the victory. Hey, Lord, I want you to know that there's power in prayer. When you know somebody's together with you and united for one purpose.
Amen.
Woo!
Hey, bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He can jump right in there with me and say, come on, Brother Tommy, don't you let loose. Come on, Brother Tommy, I'm a-praying for you and I'm a-holding on for you. You will never know what that means for to me.
Yeah, right.
Woo!
Lord.
And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, withstand the devil.
Withstand.
And a threefold cord is not quickly or easily broken.
You're right.
Yes.
Cords. Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Stay with me. I went to Menards yesterday.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
Oh, goodness.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord. God have
be surprised what ropes can do.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Yeah. They'll pull some heavy loads. I read on this thing, it'll weigh over 600 and some pound. That rope right there will pull.
Wow.
It'll anchor something way over 600 pounds.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
I see you in a little strand of it. How important is each one of us?
Right.
A singer, a musician, just a little string in here, and there's hundreds that makes up this one rope.
Right.
And it's tied, and it's wound together. That rope, Brother Jason's got one purpose.
Come on.
To hold, to pull,
man.
To anchor, to tie down. Oh, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Come on. Brother Jason, when I was studying this, I don't want you laboring in vain.
Come on, brother. That's right. Come on.
Right.
It hurts me when I feel like he's got the whole load up on him.
Come on, brother.
And none of us are trying to pitch in to help.
Come on.
And to bear the burden and bear the vision.
Yes. Come on, brother.
Oh, God. Oh, God, every testimony, every precious soul, your testimony is a little stranded here. And every time you pick up your guitar and strap it around your neck, it's another little strand making up the solid rope. Oh, Lord, every musician and everybody that's got a call and every singer, every little person in the church makes up this rope. Hallelujah. When we get up to teach, when we get up to preach, they might be somebody in need. And I'm telling you, what we need to do is to get together in the Lord and say, I'll pull a load. I'll help you, Brother Jason. I'll help you. Listen, I try my best when I stand right over there if I'm not up on the base. And everybody that sings that Brother Jason calls on when they get up to obey the Lord or to sing or play the music or preach, I try my best. Brother Jason knows it. I raise my hands and to get in and to worship the Lord together. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah. Every strand is important to make a church go and to prosper.
That's right.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, thank you, God. Okay, I'll do it, Lord. I seen on my phone, on the internet, and I pulled up mountain climbers. I was watching these mountain climbers and how that they'll go up on these big high mountains. I forgot how many thousand feet is Mount Everest all the way to the top. It takes days and days to get up there. Some mountains all over the world, man, they're high, they're jagged, the rocks jut out over the edges. And I seen this one man where he almost made it. He made it up over halfway of that big old steep mountain. His feet slipped. He was by himself. His feet slipped and he went over the edge and he tumbled down and down until he landed on a ledge. Nobody could rescue him. They called the helicopters in there. The helicopter blades, the thing hummed over them, but the blades would come in and almost hit the jagged rocks that we can't send the helicopter in to get him. So they decided they would get some other mountain climbers that knew how to climb a mountain. They knew all about the rope. They knew exactly. I didn't know what I was going to do, but Jason, I just brought the rope today, but here it goes. They knew all there was to know about a rope. They climbed the mountains before. Oh, God. They made it to the top and come back down. We got so-and-so. We're going to have to rescue him. He's several ledges down, and he's laying there. And I can see as they rappel together, several of them goes down to where he's at. And they take a stretcher down there and put him on a stretcher. And they tie him down and secure him to that stretcher. And they go back up. Those men go back up to the top with a rope tied. Hallelujah, to that sled. It's like a sled. And they anchor him on there. They go back up. And they look at one another and say, you ready? And they said, yeah. We got to rescue him before it gets dark. Because the temperature will drop down and it'll get cold in the night, and we got to get him up to the top of this mountain before he freezes to death. So you know what they do. Come up here, Brother George. Hallelujah, God. Get a hold of that. Hey, Lord. Come here, Brother Jason. Hallelujah, to God. Here we are. And that rope goes all the way over the edge and it's tied to that sled. One man cannot pull him up by himself. Two men cannot pull that man up by himself.
down. I want you to know this is a unified effort to save the lost and the perishing. That are lost without God. And there's people are going over the edge and they're appalling. And the only way we can rescue them is unison and together. And we begin to pull the rope. We begin to pull the rope together. Hallelujah. We rescue him. Raise your left hand and praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank you.
Okay, guys, we got him rescued.
Amen.
How many glad we rescued him?
Shoo!
Praise God. Come on, brother.
I said, Lord, I take it by faith. I don't know how you're going to do this rope. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. So I want to ask you today, what is it, children, that binds us together?
What is it?
It's the genuine love of Almighty God.
Amen.
That unites us together in care for one another.
Thank you. Bless you, Lord.
I care about you. Listen, the Spirit of God in me cares about you.
Amen.
The love and the divine charity, Brother George, is a bond. Mm-hmm. A bond that holds everything together. It unifies. That bond preserves. It keeps you from breaking apart.
Amen.
God's love is stronger than death. The Bible said many waters cannot quench it. God's love, when we have it, will not fail. God's charity never weakens. It is a bond that this world, of all of its troubles, and the devil himself cannot break or destroy. Raise your little hand. The love of God endures forever. Hallelujah. Turn with me. I wasn't going to do this, but turn with me into 1 Corinthians 13. Oh, I'm trying to teach us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I'd rather teach and preach than eat. I'm serious.
Yes.
I'd say we. You'd rather preach sometimes you would eat.
Yeah.
There's something in that anointing. Something in the Spirit of God feeds you when you feed others.
Yeah.
Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. Let's go all the way down here. Verse 4, charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. In other words, it don't boast. It don't have any pride. It stays humble.
Yeah.
It doeth not, verse 5, doeth not behave itself unseemly. That means improperly. God's love seeketh not her own way.
Amen.
Is not easily provoked and thinketh no evil. Charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in the truth. Listen to this right here. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Charity
never
faileth. Praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Oh, so here I said every bit of that to get to here to this point today.
Come on.
You might say, Brother Tommy, how can we stay strong and united together with victory over the flesh and the world and the devil?
Come
on. I'd like for you right there. Would you turn with me into Philippians chapter 1? Philippians chapter 1. Brother Tommy Howe. Let's look at chapter 1 and verse 27. And it says like this, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, that I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving what?
Together
for the faith of the gospel. Now go on down, look at verse chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, and if any bowels of mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love. No partiality, the same love. Glory to God. Being what?
One accord.
One mind.
One rope. One accord. Of one mind.
Yes.
Let nothing be done. Please don't. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
Come on.
But in humility, in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. What do you have to say, Apostle Peter, in his epistle to his brothers and sisters, he wrote in 1 Peter 3 and 8, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. The Apostle John, the beloved who leaned over on Jesus' breast at the Last Supper, he wrote, Brother George, six different times in his three epistles, little children,
love
one another, care for one another, be concerned with one another.
Yes.
What do you say, Brother James? Bear ye one another's burdens. We don't know what our brothers and sisters are going through.
Right.
We don't know the loads that they're carrying, Brother Jason.
Right.
But if we can help them bear their load and lift them up, thank you, Lord. We can help them make it home. Six different times in three epistles, John said, little children, love one another. Paul wrote to the Romans in the Roman church in 12 and 9. He said, let love be without dissimulation. In other words, let it be sincere and pure. Let your love be genuine. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, preferring one another. How many wants a strong, powerful, prosperous church where God moves and He blesses and the Holy Ghost moves and works? Lord, would you make us strong and united together? Jesus is a coming for a lively, vibrant church that's got victory and got power, that's just standing in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah to God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Be unto God. Oh,
Jesus. Jesus. That's the reason you have a lot of clubs in this world. Moose Club, Elks Club, all kind of clubs. It's because people want to be wanted.
Yeah.
They want to be part of something.
Part of.
Come on now.
That's right.
But I would rather be in the house of the Lord and to know that I'm wanted and cared for by Jesus and everybody in the house loving me and wanting me. Raise your little hand and praise Him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I want you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Brother Jason wants you. Brother Earl, the minister, wants you. The singers want you. You might not have a big part to play in this church, but you're wanted and you're part of us, and I thank God for it.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Together. Together. Eight letter word, but oh, how powerful.
Yes.
How powerful.
We're still dealing with this powerful anointed word.
Come on.
Together we are overcomers.
Overcomers.
Together we triumph over the enemy. Together we stand. Together we fight. And together we win.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, if we'll listen to the Lord and let the Spirit of God move and have His way, Christ will build His church. And the devil cannot stop it. How does Jesus build His church? I'm going to close right here. If they want to get a song ready, we'll just end it with one little song here. How does Jesus build His church, and what does He use? What does He use? Ephesians 2:19. Ephesians 2:19. Oh, Lord, if you want to turn, that's fine. Oh, goodness. Listen to this, Brother Jason. I just shouted. Oh, great day. I went through my house. 2:19, Ephesians. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. I ain't outside looking in. I'm inside looking out. Lord, I'm part of the clan now. Listen. We're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God.
Yeah.
Say it with me. I belong in the household of God. This is the household of God.
Amen.
This is the church of the living God. This is the pillar and the ground of truth. Hallelujah. Say with me. And are built, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
Yes.
Brother Jason, right here, Brother George, Brother Earl, in whom all the building, all that's in the church, and all whom all the building fitly framed together, say together.
Fitly
framed together, groweth, keeps a growing, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So what the Lord's is saying, He said, I inhabit your praises. When you come through those doors and you come in to worship Me in the house of God, I'm a building My church, and I'm a building it strong. I'm a building it on your prayers. I'm building it on your worship. I'm building it on your obedience to Me. We're fitly framed together, and we all together as one body make a habitation for God to move in by the Holy Ghost. Raise your little hand and say, I want the Holy Ghost to move in our midst. I want the power and the anointing of God. I want the presence of the Lord. I want to come into the house of God. Manifest yourself, Lord, in 1163 Jackson Avenue, and let the cloud of glory come in.
Woo!
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'd like to pray today. That's fine. Find your place. Call on God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Oh,
somebody big man, but Lord, I can't. But Lord, Jehovah, by name, raise your little hand in the house tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Righteous can run into you. Praise God.